Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're damn Skippy, we starting now. Happy Wednesday to you. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 and a little bit of a homecoming, which is funny because of all the people, I am the person who least understands this. And so this might make it the most fun today. Paul Gallant sitting side saddle with me, filling in for the OG John Lopez. Of course, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos making it sound good. Let's have a little fun today.
Let's have some fun, Reggie. It's great to sit with you in studio for more than 5 minutes because it's basically NRG Stadium cafeteria fist bumps.
That's right. Just as we're filling our face with fantastic food at halftime or at training camp. Just
quick little, what's up, man?
Yeah, exactly. Quick conversation, watching the running backs warm up. And now it's 4 hours of radio, baby, on a Wednesday, in a week in which I might have lost my faith in the Texans, right? It feels like the right time, right? It felt like the right time to do it. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for this. How does it feel for you? Because obviously for you, this is the bigger deal.
It's wild. I'm very happy. I'm very grateful to everyone here. I'm glad I did not burn any bridges. I wasn't sure if I did. So it's great to be back. I hope that this is not a one-time thing, but we're going to have a lot of fun over the next 4 hours. To what you were saying about the Texans, yeah, I totally understand that lack of faith. I imagine you are not alone. I think a lot of people are questioning everything top to bottom right now, and I think that's totally fair to do.
Let's do some questioning today. We'll get to that. I'll kind of want to get a gauge of what the listenership feels, and there's one way to do that, or there's a few ways actually to do that, because you can get involved with the program. The text line, 713-572-4610. Text in, let us know how you feel.
Remember that number.
From the 832. Is this the Paul Gallant? I believe so. That "the," by the way, feels like it's foreshadowed or like harkening back to some things. So I'm excited to learn more about those from the 713. Wow, I can't believe a Gallant and Sideshow Reggie. Yes, I do have my hair down. It's a momentous occasion if you decide to watch us on the Mokarem Injury Lawyers live streams. I caught you off guard, didn't I? Yeah, Fig, I got
I'm ready.
You got to be on your toes, big dog. Yeah. The YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, is where you get in with us. A lot of people excited for this there. And then also there's the Twitch chat. 610 Houston is where you can see it as well. We will talk about the Texans. However, the start of the NBA season was last night, and front and center was on ring night, where your Houston Rockets playing. I kind of hate when people use this, and of course, I will be my biggest enemy in this instance.
World champs.
Instant classic.
Oh, instant classic.
That one felt like an instant classic of sorts. 125-124. Unfortunately, a loss to Oklahoma City Thunder, but it gave us a lot of data points. The Rockets are back, baby.
Thank God, because between what the Texans have been to open up this year and how the Astros closed out this season, I needed to watch sports that are fun to watch. And I knew going into overtime, no matter what the outcome was going to be, that I could walk away from that game that we saw them play against the defending champs happy, because it was just different. Monday night was so bad and it was so late. This game lasted a while, but it was fun stuff.
Yeah, they were trying to rival the Texans for end time.
It was an NFL-length game, yes.
Honestly, like overtime, because yesterday I talked with Lopez, and I was like, one thing I hope for this game is that it's close to show us some things. I think we got that. But even well before that, I got some real takeaways from a game one in a way that I don't think you typically can expect in basketball. It's 1-82, and especially with you bringing in some new pieces, having to find a dynamic on this team without one of the foundational pieces that you were expecting in Fred VanVleet. I learned some things. And first and foremost, I would like to say I am doubling down. In fact, I'm going to triple down. I said after the LeBron sciatica is going to keep him out, he's not probably not going to be eligible for awards depending on when he returns. I was like, you know what? Putting in the early ticket for Alperen Şengün All-NBA. Buddy, I'm sitting pretty right now. If I actually had odds at that point, I feel like they went up. He was out here cooking. Like, he was distributing the ball really well, but like, who thought Alperen Şengün would shoot threes like this? I was keeping up with Eurobasket where he was doing this, and I was like, that's cute. I want to see it on the NBA floor. He was taking with confidence. He was taking deep threes, and them things weren't touching nothing but cotton. Shout out to NBC.
The biggest question I had for the Rockets going into the year was not about Kevin Durant's impact. It was going to be between Alperen Şengün and Amen Thompson, who took the biggest step forward over the course of this offseason. And it stands to reason that Şengün, given that he played in Eurobasket, would be the one to take that big leap. But if you take a look at his numbers, Reggie, during Eurobasket, he wasn't really shooting from outside that often. He was definitely doing it more than we saw this past regular season. I did not see a 5-for-8 from outside game from Şengün coming this season, let alone in game one against the Oklahoma City Thunder and all that they bring to the table defensively. By the way, he also seemed to be doing whatever he wanted in the lane. His endurance seemed better. His strength seemed better.
Yep.
If we're talking about the same guy who definitely earned the respect of Draymond Green, which is a hard thing to do, but I think left some things to be desired in that series against the Warriors, he has grown a significant amount over the last couple of months. So, yeah, Reggie, you should have put in that ticket, bro.
Yeah, I should have. I'm not actually a betting man, so I was never going
to. I'm not either, but this is one of those things where it makes me feel like, especially now that I'm looking for work, I should have put in some money. I should have put in some money.
We're going to have some real-life alerts on this one today, baby, ain't we? I mean, the big thing for me, even bigger thing, rather, I should say, outside of the 5-for-8 from deep, which mattered a big deal, especially because if you're going to play this double big lineup, there's the possibility of everything kind of get clogged up.
Yeah.
He's a true stretch four now with that 5-of-8 from three, because I believe at that volume, with that, you know, that accuracy, this is going to be a thing, capitalized, exclamation point, all those things, as opposed to just a novelty in game one.
And he passes two, and we already knew that, and he
right?
has 7 assists too.
He's doing the baby Jokic thing, and we might need to drop the baby teenage Jokic thing. How about that?
Or
right?
maybe we just give him his own nickname.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Alperen Şengün. I'm workshopping it. Does that sound?
I'm not feeling
no?
it.
No? Okay, all right. I'll drop that one.
I feel like we got to do something that is turkey related.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is.
Fair enough. 10 of 11 from the free throw line.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And the Rockets team just generally, by and large, was shooting very well from the free throw line, barring at the end of the game. But like that is a huge night and day change from what it was last year. And you lost some games based on the hidden points that you left at the free throw line.
We're overreacting, of course, because it's one game, and who knows if this is something that
am I
holds track.
Am I?
Who knows if this lasts all season? I don't want to be the voice of reason too much, because it's fun to have a team that looks like it's actually got upside playing during the fall, because the Texans don't seem to be that team. Sorry, I keep taking shots at them. But I don't want to make too much out of one game. I will say it was nice to see, for the most part, Rockets players hit their free throws, except for that one by Kevin Durant. Ugh.
Yeah. Another thing that I felt like I learned, and I will admit I was a late adopter here. I was a laggard in getting there. The idea of the point guard play or whatever, I get that. This is going to be the best ball pressure you see of any team. Oklahoma City is notoriously very good at that, applying pressure, getting steals. They didn't really turn you over a crazy amount. You looked like you were searching it sometimes, and I think that that's going to come with time. Amen Thompson, my bad, brother. Like, he looks very comfortable. He looks aggressive. I thought teams would just sit underneath and, like, go under screens and not allow him to get downhill. He still got downhill. Like, I feel like there's something there, and I was not willing to get there until I saw it. I know people were like, nah, he'll be able to do this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's still definitely more work to be done there, but the proof of concept, like, it's there. And I felt like he handled the best ball pressure that you're going to see all season very, very well early on.
He's the most athletic player in the league, so you're not concerned about any of his ability to get to the rim. You are wondering, okay, though, as a distributor, how's he going to look? And, I mean, let's also be honest, there were times during this game, and it's not Amen Thompson's fault necessarily, where you're like, oh, yeah, they don't have Fred VanVleet anymore.
Sure.
The same Fred VanVleet that everybody should respect now after he was the only reason the Rockets were able to extend that series against the Warriors to 7. I saw a lot of slack for Fred VanVleet last season. I know he was making a lot of money. It sucks that he tore his ACL going into the year. I do look at Amen Thompson, and I'm wondering at the end of the year, how many three-point shots a game is he going to take? 0 for 7, not great. Not great.
No, but last year, I remember saying early on in the season, I just want him to be confident in taking
it. He did have the confidence.
Because he wasn't, you get the ball out there and he swings it, right? And there was a couple of moments where he did that in this game. Of course, he had taken a few at that point. He's going to need to knock a few of them because, you know, the ultimate game or end game you need to get to is you are credible, right? You're credible. You don't need to be a good one or a great
somewhat
one.
Somewhat respectable.
So that people have to consider you when you're out there on the perimeter. He's clearly not that yet, right? Yeah. That's very clear. Now, a lot of them are coming up short. You wonder, is it legs? Is it nerves? Is it something that he'll work into? But the confidence to take has to be there before you even start making. So I did appreciate that if you're going to be on the floor.
Yeah, you do need to do it from time to time. There is a line. You know, there's confidence. We've seen James Harden have 1 for 18 nights. We've seen James Harden have like 9 for 18 nights as well. And there's also overconfidence. If you've ever watched Along Came Polly, Philip Seymour Hoffman should have won an Oscar for this. Let it rain! Let it rain! There were moments where that was going through my mind, mainly because I just enjoyed that moment of Philip Seymour Hoffman's career, RIP. So I'm very curious at the end of the year, how many shots a game is he going to take?
I'm with you. I think that that'll normalize at some point, but I appreciated the confidence. Maybe this is just the
First game, you're playing the Thunder, the 100%, champs,
100%
TV, Round Ball Rock.
I felt like you got to crunch time, and clearly you saw the effect of not having a man out there on the floor. I'm excited to see more. Yes, the cramping that he was dealing with, and maybe that's just he's going to need to get used to these big minutes with the added addition of not just
too, right?
Being on defense.
Off.
Yeah, with all those that additional work. I love seeing KD screening. I think that I'm starting to see more just offensive actions than they had last year, and I hope that that continues because it feels like they have more things to go to, especially when things get late.
Did you notice how many people were you yourself part of this? There were a lot of people that felt that were annoyed that Kevin Durant was getting looked off from time to time, as if Durant needs to get the ball every single time. How did you feel about that?
It's a great point. I think that there were some instances where the look off was frustrating because context always matters.
And
right?
Whenever it's Reed Shepard doing it, yeah, like, F that guy.
Yeah.
I was getting a little frustrated too, but it wasn't about me wanting him to just take over and shoot the ball. I'm like, man, he got to touch the ball at least. It seemed like it was just me. It seemed like they were looking away from him. I'm like, what's going on? You got Kevin Durant for this. But that was me overreacting.
Yes, I mean, I think that this is something that is a under-discussed portion of having a superstar, and it seems like it goes without saying, but no, you actually do have to say it. Hey, that dude is on your team. Get him the basketball, right? And Reed Sheppard in particular has been working on in his young point guard journey, like, how do I look for my own shot and remain confident while also saying I need to distribute this ball? And it's not just I got teammates. You got Kevin bleeping Durant over there.
Yeah.
So you probably need to not take this pull-up midi. You probably need to maybe get the ball to him and see if there's a better opportunity. And if it comes back to you, then you get this shot up.
I feel for Reed. He's going to get crushed a lot at first.
He might get crushed later today. Who knows?
Right. I mean, Vanessa Richardson and I were talking about this on my podcast, and you just got to be patient with him because the only way that he can get better is if he continues to play, seeing as he didn't play that much last year. You know, he had some flashes during the preseason, but you're going to have to live with this being a probably nightly occurrence where Reed Sheppard doesn't look like he belongs and just hope that by the end of the year that things get better.
Yeah, I think Reed, for me, I'm even more convinced that that's a bench guy and he needs to have a bench role as opposed to kind of some people were thinking, could he be a starter, especially with shooting? They probably need to actually work him a little bit more off ball, get him more to spot up shooting and maybe motion shooting. But I understood why they got him out there. There's a lot to try and suss out before you get to December 15th when you can even start to think about whether or not, or not start to think about, but before you can actually make any moves to change your roster. But one of 82, very interesting, competitive. There's some holes in there and some things that they're going to need to work on, but clearly they're still at that level where they're going to be able to compete with any team in the league. And the aspiration, it's alive and well one game into the NBA season. In fact, we're just getting going here on a Wednesday in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, now we will talk about the Texans. D'Amico Ryan spoke to the Assembled Media yesterday, and I felt like there was a contradiction that was running through his conversation. Let's talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.